Hey, thanks for having Highway Radio on. Gonzo's me. Josh Bell is here. Josh, how you been?
I've been pretty good. How about you?
Are you full of hate and stuff?
Well, a little bit.
A little bit. Okay, good. That's why you're here.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
Josh checks out the movies. I watch the trailers, and I thought this was a pretty good trailer for Dolomite.
Dolomite is my name.
Your hair. You look like a pimp.
It's all pretend. I just created a character.
Dolomite. You're true.
Let's bring Dolomite to the screen.
Damn!
If this thing flops, you're going to be working for free for the rest of your life.
I'm so grateful for what you did for me, because I never seen nobody that looks like me up there on that big screen.
God damn, Dolomite.
Cut!
Was it good to shave?
All right. Is there anybody that could be more perfect Dolomite?
Probably not.
All right.
Eddie Murphy is playing. He's playing. So this is not. It's called Dolomite Is My Name is the full title. It's not a remake of Dolomite, the 70s blaxploitation
film. Right, yeah.
It is a biopic about Rudy Ray Moore, the comedian slash actor slash musician who created the character of Dolomite
right. And
played Dolomite in the movies.
So he started off, he wanted to be a comedian, and he did this filthy comedy stuff that nobody could sell.
Yeah, well, he was a musician, he was a singer. As the movie opens, he's in LA and he's already kind of, his career is almost over. He's middle-aged, he didn't become a singer, he didn't become a comedian, and he meets these homeless guys who tell these crazy rhyming stories about the pimp named Dolomite and all of these weird kind of street characters. And so he invents this persona of Dolomite the pimp, and that's when he really becomes a comedy success
right. In
nightclubs. And he put out these records that people bought that were very explicit and dirty,
right. And
those were successful. And so he then wanted to parlay that into a film career. This was the height of blaxploitation movies like Shaft, as they say there,
right. And
Black Caesar and things like that. And so he decided to make a Dolomite movie despite not knowing anything about how to make movies. And if you've ever seen the actual Dolomite movie from, I think it's 1973, you can tell that the people who made it did not know
we're
how to make a
really
movie.
Really on point, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very, very, very bad movie. But, I mean, it's a total cult classic. It's bad in a kind of endearing way.
Right.
And Rudy Ray Moore went on to make a bunch more movies, and his style was very influential on hip-hop. He actually lived in Vegas for a little while, kind of toward the end of his life. And yeah, Eddie Murphy is perfect for this character, not only as the over-the-top persona of Dolomite, but as Rudy Ray Moore, this actor who kind of is floundering in his career and trying to find something. I mean, Eddie Murphy himself, obviously much more successful,
right. But
has had his ups and downs. And so he brings some of that to this role. And it's just a fun, entertaining movie. It's kind of standard as biopics go with the, are things going to work out? Oh no, everything is going poorly. Wait, everything is now great.
Right.
Kind of deal.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of great performances. Wesley Snipes is really funny as the kind of serious actor that they hire to direct the movie and co-star in it. Keegan-Michael Key as the writer of the movie, who is also someone who takes himself very seriously. Just a lot of funny people in this movie. And yeah, it's entertaining. The truth is, it's, as far as I'm concerned, more entertaining than Dolomite, because all the people involved in it are more talented
right. Than
Rudy Ray Moore. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. And luckily, we're getting it in theaters here in Vegas for a little bit, but it's a Netflix original. So on October 25th, you can catch it at home on Netflix.
But it's in the movie theaters for a minute.
For a minute,
right,
yeah. And it's nice to be able to see a movie. I'm all pro seeing movies in theaters, so
right. You
can check it out in the theater. But if you don't make it out, dial it up on Netflix and check it out. It's a fun evening at the movies.
So Josh Bell, who hates everything, it goes from 1 to 5 stars. How many stars for Dolomite Is My Name?
I give it a 3.5 stars.
Nice, all
yeah,
right.
A lot of fun. And it's a good comeback for Eddie Murphy.
I feel
like he's made a lot of really bad movies
mm-hmm. In
the last decade or so. And
right. This
is the best thing he's done in a while.
Awesome. And you can check out Josh's podcast.
Yeah, Awesome Movie Year is the podcast that I co-host with comedian Jason Harris. We take a look back at a different year in film each season, and we've been talking about the films of 2007. In our most recent episode, we talked about the flop I Know Who Killed Me, starring Lindsay Lohan, which if you've never seen it, don't. But listen to the podcast. Go to awesomemovieyear.com or look for Awesome Movie Year wherever you find podcasts.
JoshBellHatesEverything.com is still out there as well.
Yes.
Good to see you, man.
Thanks for having me.
Drive carefully, everybody. This is Highway Radio.